The end of the General Assembly's 2016 session is looming, and legislation is flying at a rapid clip. WYPR's Rachel Bay joins News Director Joel McCord to discuss veto overrides, taxes, and redistricting.
Rachel, you know, the Senate voted today to override Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes of two bills. One changes the commission that nominates members of the Anne Arundel County School Board. The other creates a scoring system for transportation projects. These are the ones that the House overrode yesterday. And I understand these votes in the Senate were pretty close.
Yeah, they were. The Anne Arundel County School Board bill vote was 31-15, and the transportation bill vote was 29-17, which is literally exactly the number they needed to override that veto. And there was a bit of drama, actually. The Montgomery County Senator Jamie Raskin, who was a Democrat, was called up to Governor Hogan's office, leaving the vote initially one shy of the required 29. They had 28 on the board for a while, but after a few minutes of ringing the bells, they eventually got him down there, and then he was able to cast that vote.
Now, it turns out, I understand, that Senator Raskin was up there to discuss a pretty interesting proposal about redistricting, right?
Yeah. Governor Larry Hogan has been pushing reforming the way the state chooses who maps out the new districts, both for congressional districts and state legislative districts. And if you've looked at these districts, they are not compact. And critics say that these districts are not representative in the sense that Republicans are really lacking representation, even though there are, believe it or not, some Republicans in the state. What Raskin is talking about here is this proposal that Virginia and Maryland would work together to come up with a new way to redistrict the two states' districts. Virginia obviously having a Democratic governor and Republican legislature, and Maryland with a Republican governor and Democratic legislature, hoping that maybe the two states could balance each other out and strike some sort of deal that would allow Democrats to be willing to give up that extra congressional seat.
The governor said, let's have redistricting reform in one state. And the leadership of the Senate and the House said DOA, literally. Nothing's going to happen with each party digging in its heels. And my suggestion was, let's get beyond the discussion of unilateral disarmament.
Now, it's coming pretty close to sine die. Is there any chance that that this can get passed by midnight Monday?
Well, as Raskin pointed out, the real deadline on this is the next round of redistricting, which doesn't happen until after the 2020 census. So he said, you know, you never know what's going to happen on sine die, but even if it doesn't get passed this Monday, it's not the end of the world.
Okay, now the Senate also voted to pass a large tax break for Northrop Grumman. What's going on there?
So this would be a $37 million tax break over 5 years. This was something the Department of Commerce, the State Department of Commerce, had asked for. In order to qualify, Northrop Grumman would have to retain 10,000 employees in the state and invest at least $100 million in capital costs. But there was a pretty heated debate today in the Senate. It actually had Republicans and Democrats lining up on both sides of this.
Now, finally, Rachel, there's a bill that would require all businesses with at least 15 employees to offer paid sick leave and smaller businesses to offer at least unpaid leave. It passed the House. What's the status in the Senate?
Well, the bill's still in committee. Senate President Mike Miller said he's talking with the committee to find out if there are enough votes. It's not clear what's going to happen.
You know, it's on life support. I personally like the earned sick leave, but it came over. It's a big bill, major change, and it came over with 3 days left in the session.
Well, that certainly doesn't sound encouraging, does it?
No, it definitely sounds like it may have to wait till next year.
Okay, now both chambers will be back in tomorrow, and then Monday is sine die, right?
That's right. One more day on Monday.
With 2 days to go then until sine die, I'm Joel McCord with Rachel Bay for 88.1 WYPR.